Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Pastor Johnny Challen, What Must Be, by Laurel Williams. This podcast is brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode belong to the contributor and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Boston Scientific. 7 years after treatment, Pastor Johnny Challen was re-diagnosed with the same primary breast cancer in the opposite breast. He tells us more. Johnny, 83, lives in Lanesia, Gauteng. He is a widower and has 8 children and 11 grandchildren. In 2014, Johnny was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent 6 months of chemotherapy, a mastectomy, and radiation. It was advised to undergo trastuzumab for a year, as well as take tamoxifen for the next 5 years to prevent the cancer from recurring. Despite all of these preventative measures, Johnny was re-diagnosed with the same primary cancer in the opposite breast when he went for his yearly checkup in March 2023. He adds he had no signs or symptoms. In April, Johnny underwent a second mastectomy. Due to his kidney function being low due to diabetes, chemotherapy was not an option. So, he was prescribed anastrozole in place of tamoxifen, which he had continued taking after the initial 5 years, as it was deemed that tamoxifen wasn't working. He currently goes for 3 monthly checkups. When asked how he took the second diagnosis, Johnny says it was much the same as the first. I'm a pastor, so I live by faith. So what must be, and God will be with me. Though I did feel uncomfortable and disappointed about my second breast being removed. I had big breasts as I was a bodybuilder, so it was all I had to boast about, Johnny jokes while smiling. Plus, I would be able to flex my breasts like The Rock, and my grandchildren loved this. So I do miss that playfulness between us. But I have lived my life, so if I had to go anytime soon, I'm emotionally and spiritually prepared. But, as any human, it does make me sad to think of leaving my close-knit family. When Johnny was first featured in Buddies for Life, he was interviewed along with 2 of his nieces, who also had breast cancer. Sadly, one of them succumbed to metastatic breast cancer. His 2 sisters also passed away from metastatic breast cancer. Since then, his only 2 daughters have been diagnosed with breast cancer, with both of them testing positive for the BRCA gene mutation. Johnny's 6 sons have been informed about taking the BRCA test as a precaution. In 2022, Johnny's grandson, Jared, passed away at the age of 13. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 9. Johnny says it was difficult to see both of his daughters go through breast cancer treatment at the same time. But the hardest blow was the passing of his grandson. I was so devastated and can't get over it. Sometimes I have nightmares of how he suffered and could not express what he was going through. We were very close, and I would always buy him apples, so every time he came to the house, he would show me he is taking an apple. He also only wanted my toasted cheese sandwiches. No one else could make him one. Something collapsed in me when he passed away, Johnny admits. Unfortunately, every now and then, if Johnny turns to his left, he gets a sharp pain on his side. After a scan, it was found that scar tissue presses on a nerve from time to time. The breast surgeon said there was a procedure to get it surgically removed, but wasn't sure that Johnny should have another operation. Johnny says his stomach has also bloated, but due to him being on so many medications, he can't pinpoint which medication is causing the bloating. Other than that, he's good. Though he does battle to walk, he attributes this to old age. When we go to the shopping mall, my daughter pushes me in a wheelchair. But if I'm at home, I'm up and about. This episode was brought to you by Boston Scientific. Statements of fact and opinions expressed in this episode are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Boston Scientific.